Chapter 1. I peek from behind the tattered velvet curtains at the chattering audience, their mouths full of candied pineapple and kettle corn. With their pale faces flushed from excitement and the heat, they look as gullible as dandelions, much like the patrons in the past 5 cities. The Gamora Festival hasn't been permitted to travel this far north in the Up Mountains in over 3 years, and these people look like they're attending the opera or the theater rather than our traveling carnival of debauchery. The women wear frilly dresses in burnt golds and oranges, buckled to the point of suffocation, some with rosy-cheeked children bouncing on their laps, others with cleavage as high as their chins. The men have shoulder pads to seem broader, stilted loafers to seem taller, and painted silver pocket watches to seem richer. If buckles, stilts, and paints are enough to hoodwink them, then they won't notice that the 8 freaks of my freak show are, in fact, only 1. Tonight's mark, Count Pomp-de-Pomp, or is it Count Pomp von Pompa, smokes an expensive pipe in the 2nd row, his mustache gleaming with leftover saffron honey from the pastry he had earlier. He's sitting too close to the front, which won't make it easy for Jafu to steal the Count's ring. That's where I come in. My job is to distract the audience so that Pomp-de-Pomp doesn't notice Jafu's shadow work coaxing the sapphire ring off his porky finger and dropping it onto the grass below. A drum and fiddle play an entrancing down-mountain tune to quiet the audience's chatter, and I let the curtain fall, blocking my view. The Gamora Festival Freak Show will soon begin. This is my favorite part of the performance. The anticipation. The drumbeats pound erratically, as if dizzy from drinking several mugs of the festival's spiced wine. Everything sticks in this humid air. The aromas of carnival food, the gray smoke that shrouds Gamora like a cloak, and the jittery intakes of breath from the audience, wondering whether the freak show will prove as gruesome as the sign outside promised. The Gamora Festival Freak Show. Walk the line between abnormal and monstrous. From the opposite end of the stage, behind the curtain on stage right, Nicoletta nods at me. I reach for the rope and yank down. The pulley spins and whistles, and the curtain rises. Nicoletta struts, a very practiced, rigid strut, into the spotlight, her heels clicking in the slit in her gown revealing a lacy violet garter at the curve of her thigh. When I first created her 3 years ago, she had knee-shaking stage fright, and I needed to control her during the show like a puppet. Now she's so accustomed to her role that I turn away, unneeded, and tie on my best mask. Rhinestones of varying sizes and shades of red cover it, from the curled edges near my temples to the tip of my nose. I need to dazzle, after all.
Welcome to the Gamora Festival Freak Show, Nicoletta says.
The audience gawks at her. Like the particular up-mountainers in this city, and unlike any of the other members of my family, Nicoletta has fair skin. Freckles. Pale brown hair draped to her elbows. Skinny wrists and skinnier childlike legs. Many members of Gamora have up-mountain heritage, whether obvious or diluted. But these northern city dwellers always expect the enticingly unfamiliar. Sensual, audacious, and wild. The audience's expression seemed to say,
Poor lost girl, what are you doing working at Gamora? Where are your parents? Your chaperone? You can't be more than 22.
I am Nicoletta, the show's manager, and I hope you're enjoying your first Gamora festival in 3 years, I hear.
The audience stiffens. They stop fanning themselves, stop chewing their candied pineapple. I curse under my breath. Nicoletta has a knack, a compulsion, really, for saying the wrong thing. This is the festival's first night in Freese, a city-state known, like many others, for its strict religious leaders and disapproval of the Gamora lifestyle. 3 years ago, a minor rebellion in the Verundi.